back on the Pop Bars Podcast. Did you miss us? We missed you guys. Welcome back to this week's edition of the podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James. Back with me once again are the rest of the Pop Bars team. We've got Katie. Welcome back, Katie.
Hello.
It's nice to see you.
Be here.
Nice to be back, isn't it? And we got Woody as well. Say hello, Woody.
Hello.
You've had months to practice your comeback intro.
Hello.
And that's what you came up
Hello.
With. Wonderful stuff. It's nice to be back, isn't it? We've been away for a little while since Christmas time. We've got loads of new guests, loads of new games and stuff, and all the things you enjoyed from last time as well. And our guest today, it's a big one to come back with, isn't it? Noah Cyrus was in the building,
yes!
Ladies and gentlemen. She was fun. And I tell you what, if you think our chat with the vamps was chaotic, strap in, because it's going to get a little bit mental. She was great fun, though, wasn't she? Had a little chat with her. She played a game of Top of the Plops using some sound effects. We'll explain that a little bit later on. But before we get to that, it's time to look at the week's big stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
So first up, let's turn to the world of music, shall we, as we are wont to do. Big bombshell last week, really. Mm-hmm. Harry the Power Styles is returning once again. A little teaser video went out during The Voice here
he
in the UK.
He pulled an Adele.
He sort of pulled an Adele, didn't he?
He did.
Do you think it was as dramatic as that?
No.
Run me through the video, Katie. Yeah,
no.
Run me through the video. What did we see when we tuned in there?
Well, I mean, if you were watching The Voice...
Indeed. As we all
as
were.
As we all were. It was just... The screen just went black and then... You heard some little like M&S music in the background, like sultry, really good.
It was a bit piano-y, wasn't it? Very piano-heavy.
Harry Styles appeared, and everyone was shook. And he walked towards a door where the light was shining, and he opened it. And it just said, April 7th.
It tried to be really cinematic,
yeah.
But it actually looked a bit naff. It was more like... Iceland rather than Waitrose, you know what
it
I
was
mean?
I agree with that. It was a little bit, I don't know, a door with some light in it seems a tad cliche for my liking, but it's the first glimpse, you know, we'll wait and see. What I am slightly more concerned about is the very, very piano-y sounds of the background. I was hoping for some summer bops from Harry, and I think we might be going down a balladeer route this
I think it was his record label that was saying, you know, these songs would sound great in any era, which to me screams middle of the road.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is Harry Styles was always the most exciting member of One Direction.
Absolutely.
So he was the one that gave them life and a bit of buzz in the first place. So I really... really hope he's not going to let us down.
He's a partying character. I would hope there'd be appropriate music.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Kind of
you want something a bit naughty, a bit like, you know.
But we've discussed. We won't get into it because we'll be here forever. We've discussed this before. The album Harry Styles should have released was the 1975's last album. I think it would have been perfect for him. But, you know, what can you do? next up, the world of TV. So we're all obsessed, right? We're all obsessed with the greatest television program at the moment. Is, of course, Riverdale.
Yes!
It's so good.
So if you're in the US, obviously you can catch it on the CW. It's on Netflix over here in the UK. Up to date. We'll try and avoid any spoilers here, obviously, but we're all still wondering who killed Jason is the main theory of the whole series. Quickly, any ideas there, Woody? Throw me a name.
I had so many theories.
Just throw me a name, top of your head.
Betty,
why not? Why not? Katie, what are you going for?
I'm going to go for Miss Grundy. I mean, she's disappeared with no explanation.
Oh, that's interesting. So. I'm going to go with Archie. I just think, why not? It'll be the ultimate twist. Let's go with the lead. But more importantly, there's a load of fan theories out there. And Katie, you found a particularly wild one this week,
yes.
Am I right? Talk me through this Riverdale theory.
Well, without giving away too many spoilers.
Please.
It involves zombies.
Right, okay. So characters...
WTF.
What, Jason's going to come back from the dead now?
Well,
is that the idea?
That's what they're thinking. You know, the guy who wrote Riverdale wrote the Afterlife with Archie comics. So it's...
Right.
So he did an interview the other day and it was like, well, originally we planned to go into like the supernatural kind of thing and everyone was like, what? Huh?
Okay.
But it looks like it's going to happen. He sort of confirmed it.
So what, was Walking Dead with high schoolers is what we're thinking.
Yeah,
I imagine.
Because the thing was, he was basically saying that he didn't want to start off being supernatural and then take it away. But which seemed to suggest in the interview, he's starting with a more teen-based drama and
making it supernatural.
But like, I'm not here for that. I didn't tune in for that. I tuned in for KJ Apa's abs.
Of course, well, we know
and Cole Sprouse's amazing storytelling.
Yeah, Cole Sprouse really is the bard of our generation, I feel. He really is.
On a real, like, we've had Buffy, let's get over it. Let's do, you know, let's keep Riverdale.
It's bringing back the spirit of the classic The OC for me at the minute. It's sort of the modern equivalent, isn't it? It's fantastic. All right, well, we'll keep an eye on those theories. Annie, keep an eye. Other big story this week. God, this is depressing. I can't even deny it. So since we were last on the air, the biggest meme took over the world. It was Cash Me Outside, How About That? If you're not familiar, this is a girl who was on Dr. Phil, and that was her. I think I didn't butcher the catchphrase too much there. That's basically her catchphrase. Challenging people to fights. She's now a millionaire already. Just how, I don't know, but personal appearances?
She will be.
There's some way, but the big news this week is that she's starting her own reality TV show. Will you be watching, guys? Will you be watching? Genuine question.
You know what? I will be watching.
Hate watch or genuinely curious?
No, see, I know everyone doesn't. Everyone's like, oh my God, how can she be making all this money? It's so unfair. But I have a kind of different spin on it. I think those shows are designed for people to go on to be mass humiliated. And let's be real, it's always poor people as well.
Happen. Yeah, that's true.
And I kind of think, you know what? Good for her to actually go on those shows, own it, and then make some money off the back of it. Like, it's actually the biggest, and I'm going to swear, it's the biggest. It's the biggest. You could have done, and I am here for her.
Well,
I feel like I'm the only person. Yeah, here for
no,
her.
I respect her hustle.
Yeah, do you know what
on.
I mean?
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad you guys have taken a moral stance. That works really well for my next humorous item I'm about to pitch. So, this is a brand new section we're going to do to wrap up the WTF news section each week. This is what I call the WTF 5. So this week, it's the top 5 potential titles for the Cash Me Outside Girls reality TV show.
Go.
And as I'm sure you can imagine, they're all as sensitive as that provocation just was from Woody. Here we go. In at number 5, Keeping Up With The Kardashians. It's a car crash waiting to happen. We're going to keep up with it. In at number 4.
James, wait. That was terrible.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Stay with me. Didn't say that I'll be winners. In at number 4, America's Most Unwanted. In at number 3.
Aww.
In at number 3, little throwback for you. Here comes Honey, How About That? In at number 2. You don't watch. In at number 2, John and Kate Plus. Wait, why is this girl famous again? And the number 1 potential title for the Cash Me Outside Girls reality TV show is, of course, Catfish Me Outside, How About That? I would watch, MTV, if you're listening.
Oh my God.
Get involved with the crossover.
I mean,
you can defend it all you want.
I think I'm going to be on the public majority side there.
I think we like number 3.
Okay, let's go with that. Yeah. Here comes Honey, How About That? If you're listening, you can use that one for free. Well, those are the biggest stories for us this week. If you want to check those out, you can go on the website. Oh, that's a point. We've got the brand new URL since last time. Oh, yes. The hyphen is long gone. Go and check out popbuzz.co.uk to read about all those stories and more. We are back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, very, very talented singer. You can hear the single Make Me Cry on Pop Buzz Radio right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Noah Cyrus is here, everybody. Give it up.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
There we go.
You really talked me up.
There it is. I've got to hype you up. This is it. This is the whole thing.
That's what we do on Pop Buzz.
Yeah, it's good, man. Welcome to London, anyway. Welcome to London. You enjoying yourself so far?
Yeah, I'm really tired.
I'll bet. When did you get in? How long have you been here now?
3 days. So this is like the hard day, I feel like.
Yeah,
is it,
you're
I mean,
of...
I guess 2 days. But okay, we got here 3 days ago.
Okay.
You're and sort we landed of at 10:30.
Starting to acclimatize a little bit, kind of
yeah,
game.
Yeah. I'm really tired. I wanted to go to the Drake concert tonight, but I'm like, I can't.
Well, not with that attitude, but come on. I think
really
power
can't.
Through.
I'm just like so tired. I want to so bad. I'm
you listen
like...
to the album yet? The Drake album. No, you're not listening to it yet. That's fine. Well, this is a good opportunity. This is why you should go.
She's tired.
All right, I'm sorry. Well, to be fair, I don't know what time it would be in your head. It was like Sunday night or something like that for us. Yeah.
I think you should sneak out and go anyway.
Yeah, come on.
Just don't tell anyone.
Just hype it up. It'll be a wonderful thing.
They're begging me to go. They're literally begging me. And I'm like, why don't you guys go? I'll just stay at the hotel. Like, I really want to go. I'm just so tired.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. There'll be more opportunities. Well, anyway, the album announcement. This is great. NC-17 is coming out. Now, first of all, does that mean that under-17s are going to need to be accompanied by an adult when listening to this? Is that the real vibe? It's a cool title.
Thank you. You're the only person that's like realized it's like a movie thing.
Yeah, right? So this American thing. It's one above R. Is that right?
I thought it was one above X. Maybe not.
Ooh.
Because X is a rating. Rated X.
Right.
So I don't know if it goes R, X, NC-17. Dan's going to go on that.
Everyone, check your Wikipedia. Nice and quick. But no, that's cool.
Bob X, or maybe it's like the new X or something. That's ooh, a cool question. Ooh.
That's album two. The new X. NC-17 first, and then the new
X. NC-17, the new X.
Yeah, I kind of feel that. That's nice. Great. That can be the deluxe edition. There you go. It's decided. And of course, you're signed now to Psycho, run by Mr. Simon Cowell, of course. I mean, I take it you've met him.
Have not.
You've not met him?
Ooh.
Well, that's exciting. Right, okay. When, what will you say the first time you meet Simon Cowell? Is there anything you want to get off your chest about the big man?
I mean, I think I would thank him for creating the beautiful One Direction.
That's a good place to start.
And bringing them into, like, because I was a directioner, so they would say, but...
Who was your fave? Who was your fave? Come on.
I didn't have a fave.
Oh, come on. Everyone had a fave.
I didn't have a fave.
All right, fine. We'll see about that. I'm sure it'll come out at some point. But no, not met him yet then. But yeah, you want to thank him for One Direction.
Let's thank him for One Direction.
Are you going to get him to help you meet those guys, I take it, as well?
Met them.
Oh, you have met them?
Yeah.
You met all of them?
Yeah.
Amazing. How were they? Who was the nicest?
They're all so sweet, actually. They like really were like, they were really sweet. I'm not just saying that.
I'm
like,
sure they're lovely. I just want a favorite.
Okay, if you want me to pick a favorite, I do think Niall was a very sweet guy. Sweet. And I think he's adorable.
He comes across that way.
And I love his new music. I think he was really sweet. And I really honestly do like them all. Like, they were all really nice guys.
Well,
I'm not just saying that because my manager would kill me for being like, yeah.
Believe you. It's okay. We believe you.
You know, talking about your musical family as well, because obviously most members of your family have released music at some point. We really need to know, which album do you prefer, Bangers or Metro Station's self-titled?
I'm so sorry, Miley. I choose Metro Station. I'm so sorry, but like 17 Forever and Control and Shake It, those were like my favorite songs ever. I was the biggest like Metro Station groupie ever.
Oh my God, did you go to all the shows there and had all the merch?
Mm-hmm, had all the merch. I made merch.
What kind of merch? Metro
Station.
Like t-shirts?
Mm-hmm.
I would
Like, iron. I don't know if you guys, you have the iron-on patches.
Yeah,
you guys aren't aliens. Okay, so like, I like iron-on, like glitter, I Heart Metro Station. I was probably like 9 when they came out.
Man, I mean, they are great, but let's just appreciate you found it easier to choose between family members than members of One Direction. I enjoy that. It was a more difficult choice for you. Bless you.
What about your dad? You know, Achy Breaky Heart. Can we expect a cover version on your album?
Of Achy Breaky?
Yeah.
I've talked about doing a cover of another song for the album, but I don't...
Really?
I haven't done it yet.
Okay, well,
I'm trying to get a song written by my dad for the album.
That'd be lovely.
That'd be really nice.
What's it's a family affair. Family on one song as well. I'm ready for it.
Yes.
The Cyrus family album.
Okay, like a Christmas album?
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Here we go.
We joke about that every year.
Oh, come on.
Like, this should be the debut of our Christmas album.
Sweaters on the cover. It would be great. By the fireplace.
Oh, my God. What if we all have sweaters with, like, each other's face on it? So, like, Miley has one of me. I have one of Miley. Dad has one of my mom. My mom has one of my... You know what I mean?
It writes itself. Amazing.
Someone would get left out, though, I think, because there's... 5. How would that work?
No, if everyone's got a
different... You would be able to switch?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't work.
Mix it around a bit. Yeah, it'd be fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
that'd be enough.
I don't think we need someone to Photoshop that right now.
Yeah, it's happening.
The most important thing is that we need Tish as the lead singer. We need your mum to...
Because she hasn't done that yet.
Yeah, she's the only one.
I think she would do... Okay, so my mom and I love singing 24 Karat Magic together.
Oh, what a song.
Nice.
But... I'm the one that knows all the words. She only knows whoop, whoop. And so I'll go, pop, pop, it's showtime. She'll go, showtime. But I had to write down the ad-libs so she would know what comes first. So I would do 1, 2, 3, so she would know. So I have, I'll show you the video after. I have a video of my mom and us going back and forth. So I think my mom would have to be like, in the background doing the ad-libs, like, whoop, whoop.
She's the hype man.
She's my squad.
Yeah.
Like, Bruno has his squad.
Oh, man.
I have my mom.
Hey, it works. It sounds lit from here.
It is really great.
Yeah, absolutely.
She is great.
I believe you. What a tune.
Right now, time to tell the truth. Is Miley good at advice? Like, what is the best advice or worst? Can spill the tea. Like life advice, career advice, anything.
She's always taught me I think the best advice she's ever given me was don't look yourself up on the internet.
Mm. Smart.
Yeah. So That's the best advice I've ever gotten. Because I've really listened to that one. I think it saved me a little bit.
What about the worst? Has she ever told you to do anything that you should not have done?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Advising you to record a Christmas album, I suppose. That's the beginning of the advice that's coming out
here.
Your
computers are different.
Yeah, I'm mixing them up.
What do you mean?
No, like your typing thing, your keyboard.
Oh, as opposed to American.
Oh, yeah.
They were on the English keyboard system. Is it blowing your mind a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's in the wrong place.
I wouldn't even know what to do. That's delete.
Yeah.
That's enter?
Yes.
Yep.
What is that?
Right, I'll tell you what, straight after this, we're going to do speed typing with Noah Cyrus. We're going to see how many words per minute.
I can't do it. I literally type with like four fingers. And it's my middle finger and my pointer finger. And I go like that.
Whatever works. More from Noah Cyrus coming up in a little bit. A hilarious game, if I say so myself, of Top of the Plops. You'll hear more about that in a little bit. But first of all, guys, I don't know about you, but don't you wish there was a place you could listen to all the latest music online while reading all the latest news stories?
I do wish that.
I know, I do. Okay, how about you?
More.
Well, funnily enough, you can get it right now for free over on popbuzz.co.uk through PopBuzz Radio, guys.
Tell me more about it.
That's right. All you have to do is go on the homepage, go in the top right-hand corner and press play to hear music from the likes of Woody. Who's on the playlist at the minute?
We have Lord.
Very good.
We have Noah Cyrus.
Oh, excellent.
We have Frank Ocean and Calvin Harris.
Very, very good.
We have loads of other stuff.
There we go. Loads of other stuff. Do you want to know what that is? Woody wants to know what that is, so he's going to check out Pop Buzz Radio. All you have to do is go to the homepage and in the top right-hand corner. Guys, do you fancy playing the first game of the brand new series of the Pop Buzz podcast? Can I get some enthusiasm, please? There we go. It's time for the grand return of the Pop Buzz Spelling Bee. So, standard Spelling Bee rules. I have a series of words in front of me. All Woody and Katie are going to do is spell them. Now, if they get it wrong, I'm going to pass it over to the competitor. 2 points if they get it right at first. 1 point if it gets passed over. Are we clear on the basic rules there? That's the basics. All right. I should note, all the words this week are genuine YouTube usernames, ladies and gentlemen. Genuine YouTube usernames. These are all users who have commented on videos on the Pop Buzz YouTube channel in the last few weeks, okay? So all genuine YouTube usernames. All we need now from you guys is some buzzers! Yeah! Okay, Woody. Woody, I'm going to come to you. You've had like weeks to prepare for this. I'm not going to take an excuse this time, right? Okay, Woody, if I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Silliness!
Right, okay. You know what? It's stronger than most you've done. I respect
At
the effort.
It's a word.
It was strong. It was confident. Yeah. It has an accent for some reason. I enjoy what he's working with. All right, Katie, if I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Catch me outside. How about it?
Very on theme. Oh. I appreciate it. Very on theme. Up to the minute.
You know.
Finger on the pulse of the memes of last year. Hey, very, very good. Yeah.
Months old at all, is it?
Yeah, it'll never date that bit at all. Okay, all right. So are you ready for the Pop Buzz Spelling Bee, guys?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So like I say, these YouTube usernames, really think this one through about how they might be spelled. All right, the first YouTube username is Fantastic Dun. Fantastic
Dun. Catch me outside, how about it?
Katie is going to attempt
it. That's a really good impression.
Fantastic.
If you I can say hear so, myself.
I thought she was here for a second. All right, Fantastic Dun, Katie. Whenever you're ready, begin spelling.
Oh, no, now I just thought. Okay, yeah. F.
Incorrect answer. Straight away.
I knew it.
2 points gone. I'm going to pass it over to you for a point now, Woody. Fantastic Dun.
Oh, does this have anything to do with Dan and Phil?
It possibly does.
Okay, so PHANTASTICDUNN.
No! Why did you go with the second N? Why did you do it? What possessed you to go with the second N? I paused because you went N. N. It's like you were building to a little finish there for some reason. No, I'm afraid you both got that wrong. You were so close. Yeah, PHANTASTICDUN. Just an extra N cost you that one, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
I thought they might have been like salt baying it, you know, finessing the
a double N, just a little extra triple N maybe. I'm afraid not. All right, we'll move on to number two. No points so far. All right, here we go. Doers honeymoon crybabies from Lord.
Oh, God.
What?
Dua's honeymoon crybabies from Lord.
Silliness!
Woody Zinn. I do feel like this, exactly, I feel like this one's more a memory exercise than anything else. All right, off you go, Woody, whenever you're ready.
D-U-A-H-O-N-E.
Eh, wrong!
Oh, what?
Immediately. Katie, can you correct him?
Wait, can you say it again?
I will say it again for you. Dua's honeymoon crybabies from Lord.
I can't remember that. D-U-A-S. H-O-N-E-Y-M-O-N-C-R-Y-B-A-B-I-E-S from F-R-O-M-L-O-R-D-E.
That gets some applause right there. Very well done. Very well done. Tragic that it was passed over, so it's only 1 point for all that effort. But still, she's ahead. She's ahead. That's 1 point. That's 1 point right there.
That was tough.
How do they even remember their username?
I know. It's very, very tricky. It's very, very tricky.
I want to know what their password is.
I mean, gosh.
All right. It's a bit aggressive. I want to know what their password is. Come on.
So I can log in and change that username.
All right. Should we do one more here? Right? Number three. Here we go. Actually, before I say this one, I want to precurse it. YouTube. Sometimes people use small letters and sometimes people use caps.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm going to say, all right? So the name is...
Why?
Why
that
like
was me
this?
Helping you. That was me helping
okay,
you. All right, the
it.
Name is Dysfunctional. I would like the appropriate cases where they have been placed, if possible. Who wants to have a go? Dysfunctional.
I, like, straight up don't want to have a go.
Well, for the sake of the remainder
Catch
of this
me
bit...
Outside. All right,
here we
I'm
go. Here we go. Okay, right, have a go.
I'm
going to,
like... Go wild.
Try your best. Try
okay.
Your best.
Okay, I'll signal when it's caps.
Yes, please
lock.
Do. Please do.
D I S.
So wait, are those caps or not? Say,
no.
Okay, well then it's wrong. Okay, oh. So Woody, say capital in front of it if it's a capital letter. All right. Here we go.
I was gonna. Hang on. What did you just say?
Oh, for God's sake, this wouldn't last in a regular school spelling bee. You can't confer. Come on.
Smoody.
Smoody wrong. Okay, never mind.
When
have I ever been known to throw a small D around this studio? Come on now, Woody. Come on now. Ridiculous. Would you like to know the spelling of that one? Because it is out there.
Would you like
it? Starts with a big D. Starts with a big D. Small I, big S, small F, big U, small N, big C, small T, small I, small O, big N, small A, big L.
You know what? This game sucks.
Well, you know
I
what? You say,
say
that because you lose. All right? There it is. You lost. Katie, miraculously, with a single point, managed to take that on the Popper's by me. I think that's good. It's a good effort. A masterful piece of spelling. I want to give a shout out as well to the other one I could have gone with here, which was Fanic at my green chemical fallout pilots. Maybe next time. But yeah, that's the Popper's spelling bee. If you want to play along with more quizzes, guys, you can get involved. They're all on the website. It's popbuzz.co.uk.
It's the last time I mentioned my small D.
That's a lie. Now we want to play a little game with you, if that's all right.
Games scare me.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared, I promise you, it's fine. So obviously this single is Make Me Cry, and there's the iconic noise Loops. That Labyrinth's put together, right? Uh-huh. Which is we call the plop, right?
We call it the plop.
Yeah, oh good, there we go. So you got the plop. So we play a little game called Top of the Plops. Here's how it's going to work, right? So earlier this morning, I went to the PopBuzz branded sink and dropped a series of items in the sink to make a plop noise.
Okay.
All you're going to have to do is tell me, what's making the plop noise? It's
okay.
That simple. So, I'll take you through some items
okay,
here.
Okay, at least there's a sink. I'm not like...
Yeah.
He's not like, I went to the toilet.
What do you take me for? I know we've only just met, but come on. Right, so it's one of these items, right? You've got a novelty plastic pipe.
Ooh. Oh, you're going to tell me what it is before?
You got to guess one of six. I'm narrowing it down for you a little bit.
All right, okay.
It's either a novelty plastic pipe, this weird Super Mario shell type thing.
Okay.
This is all the crap we have in the office, by the way. It's revealing ourselves a little bit. A kazoo classic.
Can I have that?
Of course you can have it. Get them all.
Oh.
You gotta size it out just in case it gets dropped. There you go. Live remix. Exclusive live performance on PopBuzz. You've got this lip balm thing. There's some kind of lip balm container there.
You have a novelty plastic unicorn, which it could be, or you've got a large Lego Batman mug.
Okay.
All right? So it's one of those six items. So I'll let you look at them again. Exactly. I'll let you look at them again in a second. Okay. But either way, this is the first clip,
all right?
How many
times can I hear it?
You can hear it as many times as you need to until we get this, all right?
Great, great, great.
All right, so this is plop number one, all right? Listen to this, see what you think.
Because all you ever do is make me.
Idea again. Let's play it one more time. All right, here we go.
It's the mug.
You're saying the mug. You're saying the Lego Batman mug.
Wait, no, I need to hear it one more time.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Competitive against yourself. I like this. All right, let's play it one more time. Play it one more time.
Because all you ever do is make me.
It sounds heavy.
And then it sounds like it hits a few things.
It does hit a few things on the way down. Woody, what do you think? Yeah, I'm just smashing up sinks left, right, and centre. Woody, Katie, you got any thoughts you want to advise?
It sounds heavy.
I'm going for the unicorn.
I was
going
to say the unicorn.
Let me hear it again.
One more time on the plop. Here we go.
Because all you ever do is make me.
Are you going Lego Batman mug or unicorn?
Well, I mean, it could be a unicorn because it goes like doom, doom. So it could be the hind legs, the front legs.
So are we saying unicorn? What are we saying?
No.
I'm going to give the reveal, so I'm going to give you 3, 2, 1.
The mug.
The mug. She's going the mug. Let's take a little look at the screen if you want to turn around now. Oh. Let's press play. What is it?
It's not the mug.
Press play. What's going
on? It's not the mug. No, now that I'm here, it's the unicorn. Wait, you tricked me. That wasn't even...
What? How did I trick you? That's a unicorn.
It didn't even hit anything.
Did you or did you not just see a unicorn fall in the sink?
I did.
I deliver what I promise.
It didn't hit the bottom.
It didn't hit the bottom. It still made the noise.
I heard it go boom, boom, boom. Play the sound again.
Play the video. Play the video again.
It didn't even hit the bottom.
There you go. Can you hear it?
That's like somebody walking in a hallway.
What do you want from me? I don't control the sound unicorns make when they fall in a sink.
Play it one more time.
Right, no, we're doing
I just need to hear it.
No. We're doing number two. My God. Right, number two.
We're doing it again. Oh, we do it six times.
You don't know. Thank God. It's nice when we think these games through, isn't it? Right, okay. This is number two, right? So the unicorn's out, but it's one of the other items, all right? Okay, unicorn's out of the picture. You got the mug, you got the pipe, you got the Harry Potter thing, you got the kazoo, right? Okay, here we go, Number two, top of the plops. Let's have a listen.
Because all you ever do is make me.
That's the mug.
You go in the mug. You've still got the mug. You've still got the pipe. You've still got the Mario Kart thing there. You've still got the lip balm.
That's the mug. That
sounds heavy. She's going straight in on the mug.
Play it again.
Any more advice?
I think it's definitely a plastic thing. Maybe that, like, what's the
You got the pipe. You got the mug. You got the Mario Kart thing. You got the kazoo.
Mario Kart thing. I think.
I'm gonna go for the pipe. I'm using this as an inhaler.
I love it. It's that stressful. What are you gonna go for?
Let me hear it. Let me hear it again.
Okay. One more time. Let's play one more time.
Concentrate.
There is some reverb. I'll give you that. There's some reverb effect.
That's so non... let's just see it. I think it's a mug.
All right. She thinks it's a mug.
It sounded heavy.
Let's have a little look. Let's turn it around.
But the mug might float.
Okay. One more guess. Oh. It's a pipe.
Oh, no.
You said
I'm
one more
sorry.
Guess as you were playing it.
I'm blaming Ryan on tech there for that one. I'm blaming Ryan.
Do I have another option?
Sabotage.
You've got one more. Right, you've got one more question.
I better.
So this one's a little bit different. This one's a little bit different, all right? This one, it's a coin, all right? It's an English coin. But is it a 5p, a 20p?
I don't even know what the difference is.
Or a pound? Well, size. 5p is the smallest one.
Okay.
20p is like a middle size one.
Big
pounds
old mama.
Like, pounds like a
big old
heavier
mama.
Coin, all right? Okay, so 5, 20, a pound. The last one, thank God. Here we go. Top of the plops. Have a listen.
Because all you ever do is make me.
The pound.
She's going in the pound. Straight with the pound.
Right.
Let's reveal. Is it the pound? Final clip. Let's
have a look. Great.
Here we go. It's a 5p, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
It's just that powerful. Mate, you saw it.
Yeah,
because all we ever do is make her cry in the Papa's office. No, I'm sorry. You gave it a good go.
This was supposed to be a really happy game.
We thought it was a very good idea.
I feel like we've caused you anxiety with the kazoo and everything. But hey, do you want to take a kazoo as a consolation prize? You seem attached to it. You can have
that. No, I'm gonna.
All right.
You know what's so funny?
Go on.
I'm going to Sweden.
Yeah.
No, Germany.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Sweden, but I'm going to be in Germany.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sing 99 Left Balloons.
Amazing song.
But you know it has the...
Oh. We've got you sorted. Perfect.
I wanted to buy a kazoo.
Can you promise me that when you get to Germany, you'll do 99 Red Balloons?
If I remember the words, I will do...
I'm going to hold you to that. Yeah. We're going to check in on you later in the tour. I'm looking at management. We better make sure there's some kazoo on stage. Noah, I could honestly stay here for another hour, but we're getting kicked out already, which is very, very sad.
That's okay.
You're an absolute joy and a pleasure. The single is Make Me Cry. It's on Pop Buzz Radio right now. We keep playing it. The album is NC17. Again, amazing, amazing name. You're going to come back on tour and see us at any point in the UK? Probably.
Yeah.
Amazing, yeah. Amazing. We're going to see you later in the year?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, exciting. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Noah Cyrus. What a pleasure. Yeah. There we go. Noah Cyrus, let's hear it one more time for her. Wasn't she fun?
What a joy
and a pleasure. Welcome back anytime. That's about it for the first week back, guys. How do you feel? You feel settled into it again? Adjusting?
Yeah, I do. Can I just say, I think I want to go to Christmas around the Cyruses, don't you, Katie?
It sounded fun.
Should we get on a plane to Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, let's
do
just
they live
do
in
it.
Nashville? Yes. I don't
That's
know.
A presumption.
Maybe.
That is a presumption. You'd think, wouldn't you?
I'm
it would
sure
make sense.
Do.
Maybe for Christmas they go there. Mm. I could see that. Well, either way, can we make sure that when Christmas comes, we record our own family album in here? I think that'd be good fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Complete with a cheesy album cover with the jumpers and all that.
And a feature from Trish.
Tish!
Tish! Can we cut that out, please?
No, we can't. I'm glad that you messed up the name, though, once she's left the studio.
You know
that's
what?
Very impressive.
She's gone. I don't even care anymore.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Come back anytime, Noah. You know that she'd bring that up as well, judging by that interview. It's just got time before we go to check in with Mr. DJ Waddy Flat White in the corner here. His second name's White. We need to check in, just so you get that joke. We need to check in for this week's Banger of the Week. So, Woody, what have you picked for us?
I have picked a song from Charlie XCX's new mixtape, Number One Angel. It's called I Love You Too. It's a banger. It reminds me of Tattoo. Do you remember them back in the...
Wow, there's a throwback reference.
Yeah, it's like a modern Tattoo.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, fair enough. Well, we'll listen to a little bit of that on the way out. Tune in next. We've got another very big guest. We'll have all your regular features. Yeah, do tune in and do subscribe to us over on iTunes, over on SoundCloud, over on Audio Boom. Basically, wherever you get your podcast, guys, you will find us. But until next week, it is goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week. 'Cause I love you.